worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 42, beginning at verse 1. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, "Where is your God?" When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, "Where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." All of Psalm 42. Then looking at Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All of Psalm 23. Father, thank you again for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you for being our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you for being our blessed Heavenly Father, who's able to strengthen, encourage, and minister comfort when and where that's needed. Father, today we do lift up all the communities and within the state of Texas that are hurting and going through great difficulty at this time in many, many losses of loved ones and many other tragedies related to the floods. Father, flood those communities with your presence. Flood them with your peace and your spirit. Lord, minister to the hearts and the minds of the individuals who've lost loved ones, who lost so much, and who've gone through so much devastation in the last several days. Minister to those in leadership. Minister wisdom and grace and strength to them as well. But Lord, just flood the whole state with your mercy, grace, and peace in a mighty way. Engulf them in your spirit and minister to them in such a way that they will know that you're there with them, that you're walking with them through this season, and let your mercy rest mightily upon them. Bless them according to your perfect will during this time. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, you are the God of peace. You are the God of provision. You cause the rain to fall. You cause fruit to grow. Heavenly Father, we don't have anything unless you have given it to us. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us not just food to eat, but thank you so much for giving us your presence. Heavenly Father, there is so much pain, there's so much hurt in the world. And Heavenly Father, only you can bring the comfort that we need. So we look to you in these moments. Please speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, and help us to walk in unity, in love for everybody made in your image. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We want to encourage all of our listeners to really take significant time to pray and lift up again the families, the communities, and in the state of Texas, as well as the state as a whole, with all they've been through over the last several days. You know, we live in a difficult world, a world where tragedies may happen very, very often. But God is bigger than all the problems, all the trials, all the storms, all the tragedies that we may encounter. Just a way, in the way of encouragement to every single listener, both people living in the state of Texas, specifically in the communities that were so heavily affected by the floods, but any and everywhere, the reality is the Lord Jesus told us in the Word, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Even in the midst of the devastating storms of life, God is there, and He's there to help us, to guide us, to strengthen us, and He's a God that's so big He can minister to us even in the midst of our storms. So, I want to encourage every single listener, lean into the Word of God. Nothing will comfort us, strengthen us, and encourage us in times of difficulty, in times of trial, and times of great just storms going on in and around our lives. Lean on the Word of God, especially the book of Psalms in particular, can be of great strength and encouragement. I want to invite you to look with me now in the book of Psalms, Psalm 63, beginning at verse 1. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. Verses 1 through 11, all of Psalm 63. Isaac, would you take time now specifically to pray for the people and the communities of the state of Texas?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, I ask for your help right now. Please help us to know how to pray better for these people. There's been so much devastation, so much loss, and so much heartbreak, Father. I know that you know every person that was lost. I know that you know every person that's lost somebody. I know that you hear their cries, and Heavenly Father, we just ask for your comfort. We ask for your Holy Spirit to come and to just be present with us, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I ask that you'd send ministers, that you'd send angels, that you'd send believers to go and walk alongside these people just to let them know that they're not alone. Heavenly Father, we don't know what all they're going through, but Father, I know that you love them. Heavenly Father, I ask that we would continue to look forward to Jesus, that we'd continue to look forward to heaven, that you would give us hope, that there is, for everybody that has been lost, that we can see them again. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Jesus that gives us this hope. And Heavenly Father, I don't know what else to do with these people, to comfort these people other than to say that we love them. Heavenly Father, We just look to you more and more. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And Father, again, thank you for the church in Texas, in particular, the churches in those communities. Father, help the church to rise up and be the church during this time, to be your vessel, your hands and feet in the communities, ministering comfort, grace, help, strength into this time of need. And Lord, let the name of Jesus be lifted up mightily through the actions and the work of your church, any and everywhere that it's working in the communities throughout these areas. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. All of Psalm 27. Father, help every single one of us to grow an understanding of the many ways your word can comfort and strengthen and encourage us. Help us to grow in our understanding of the importance of filling our hearts and our minds with your word every day. And help us to draw on the comfort and strength that comes from your precious and powerful, powerful word. Help us to be wise enough to walk in that strength every day. And help us as parents and grandparents to be wise enough to teach and train our children too, to fill their hearts and their minds with your word daily, to draw on its counsel, its wisdom, its grace, its power, its strength day by day. Thank you for the opportunity to do that. And with every passing day, more and more, Lord, help us to fall more in love with you and with your word, and empower each of us to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. Thank you for all those that are part of our listening family today. Thank you for all those that we've prayed for today. Bless each and every one of us indeed. Expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, thank you for each of our prayer lives and our study of your word. Bless our prayer lives and our study of your word as well. Indeed, expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil, that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
If we gotta start somewhere, I say here. we gotta start sometime. I say now. Through the fog, there is hope in the distance. From cathedrals to third world missions, love will fall to the earth like a crashing wave. Tonight's the night for the sinners and the saints to wear.
Music of Toby Mac with City on Our Knees. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, it tells us and encourages us to pray for leaders, for those who are in authority. We're going to take time now to specifically read 2 Timothy chapter 2. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also, that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Verses 1 through 10, 1 Timothy chapter 2. Thank you, Father, once again for our nation. Thank you for the United States of America. Thank you for your hand of grace upon it. Thank you for our president. Thank you for the vice president. Thank you for each member of Congress. Thank you for each member of the Supreme Court. Thank you for all of our leaders. Thank you for the governors and the state legislators of all 50 states of our nation. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every state. Thank you for your hand of grace and your mercy at work in our nation as a whole. Father, flood our nation with your Holy Spirit. Flood our nation with your mercy. Flood our nation with your grace. Father, we speak shalom and peace over our nation. Father, thank you for our leaders and those who are in positions of authority. Thank you again for the president, the vice president, each member of Congress, the Supreme Court, all of the governmental leaders in our federal government. Thank you for our governmental leaders on the state levels as well. Thank you for all of our governors and our state legislators. Thank you for the mayors and the city aldermen of our cities, towns, and communities as well. Thank you for all of these, our leaders, Father. Flood them as well with your Holy Spirit. Engulf them in your Holy Spirit. Minister life, grace, and peace into them. Direct each of them more and more into your perfect will as leaders. Help them to make steps and decisions that line up with your perfect will in the name of Jesus. More and more, raise up righteous leaders who will glorify, please, and honor you in government in the name of Jesus. And more, remove unrighteous leaders, persons that don't seek to honor, please, and glorify you in government in Jesus' name. More and more, flood our government with government and governments with your peace, your mercy, and your grace. And help us to remember daily to pray for all these our leaders, Lord. Help them more and more to make decisions that line up with your perfect will, decisions that glorify, please, and honor you, decisions that help to build your kingdom. And thank you for our nation, the many blessings that are ours because we live in this nation. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you here as well. And Father, Lord, more and more use the United States of America to be a springboard, a sending place to send many missionaries throughout the world, as well as send forth more and more missionaries into our nation to help address the challenges and the difficulties we face right here in our nation. And Lord, help us as individual believers to be faithful witnesses and ambassadors representing you through our words, our actions, our attitude, the decisions we make, the steps that we take, and the directions we pursue in our lives. Help us more and more to do just that. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Isaac, if you'd like to pray for our nation at this time, would you please?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everybody you have placed in a position of authority. Heavenly Father, we can't have success. We can't have authority. We can't have anything unless you have given it to us. So Heavenly Father, thank you so much for our leaders. And thank you so much for how much they have done for us. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would help them, that you would guide them, that you would direct them, that you would soften their hearts for your purposes, that they would turn to building things that will last forever in your kingdom. Heavenly Father, I ask that we would make more of a nation, that we would elect leaders, that we would encourage our leaders and build them up to love our neighbors more, to provide for those in need, to provide for the widows, for the orphans, to build environments where people can thrive as you have made us to thrive better. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for how much you have already done for us, and help us to repent of our sins, to turn back more towards you as a nation. Help our leaders to repent of their sins and to turn back towards you even more in their positions of authority. Heavenly Father, we just need you more and more wherever we are. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, thank you for the church. Thank you for us as a nation, Lord. Lord, help us as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet, in Jesus' name. And dear Lord, Father, more and more, let our nation and let all the nations be awakened. Let the earth hear the voice of the Lord more and more in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for every nation in the world. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of all these nations. And thank you for your mercy at work in each of the nations. Thank you for your spirit at work in each of the nations. Father, more and more, send forth laborers into every nation in the world in the name of Jesus. And Lord, more and more, raise up your church in every nation in the world. And help us to reach out and use us to reach the world in all the ways you desire to use us to do just that. We thank you and praise you, Lord, and help us to maximize our opportunities to proclaim your word in Jesus' name. Father, more and more, judge the nations in your sight, Father, and put them to fear that they might know themselves to be but men. Father, more and more, the whole creation groans and labors to be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Send forth your spirit of truth into every nation in the name of Jesus more and more to bear witness of you and to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. More and more, cause them to repent and to turn from their idols. Shake the nations so they will come to the desire of all nations, the Lord Jesus Christ, more and more in Jesus' name. Father, more and more, cause your people to rise up. Cause your church to rise up. Gather your mighty ones to prepare for war. Bring the multitudes into the valley of decision in the name of Jesus. Send your ambassadors into all the nations more and more in the name of Jesus. Open to them a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ so that the gospel of the kingdom may be preached all over the world in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, you have declared to your people the power of your works in giving them the heritage of the nations. Father, more and more, let every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord all over the world in the name of Jesus. Father, more and more, cause righteousness and praise to spring forth. Let the earth be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea in the name of Jesus. Father, gather the nations together that they may worship you and exalt you in all the earth. Let the nations be blessed through your people, and let the wealth of the heathen be gathered together and be delivered into the hands of your people for the work of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Send forth your salvation to the ends of the earth, and make your enemies to be your footstool more and more. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Would you look with us now in the book of Psalms, Psalm 122. Psalm 122, beginning at verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem." Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and my companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. All of Psalm 122. Father, thank you, Lord, for the nation of Israel. Thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Thank you for your mercy at work in their lives. Father, flood Israel with your spirit. Flood Israel with your mercy. Flood Israel with your grace, your peace, and your light. Father, more and more, send forth laborers into the nation of Israel, persons who would proclaim the gospel and let them know that the Lord Jesus Christ is their Messiah. He's our Messiah. He's the Messiah for us all. More and more, open their eyes to see that in the name of Jesus. And send forth many more laborers into Israel who will proclaim to them your love, your grace, your mercy, and your peace, and your goodness in Jesus' name. Father, thank you again for the nation of Israel. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that they are your people and you named them though they didn't know you. Lord, more and more, cleanse them from their iniquities and pardon all of their sins. Forgive them for all the wrongdoings they've done in Jesus' name. Save them with an everlasting salvation. Raise them up in righteousness and direct all their ways. Redeem Israel out of all their troubles and be a shelter for your people and the strength of the children of Israel. Bring health and healing to them into their land, revealing to them your abundance of peace and truth. Let the eyes of their understanding be enlightened. Give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, more and more, let Israel know, let Israel be to you a name of praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, proclaiming all the good you do for them and causing fear and trembling among the nations because of all the goodness and prosperity you provide for it. Restore everything that has been removed from them. Send them grain and new wine and oil to satisfy them. Father, more and more, make the enemies of Israel to be at peace with them and no longer let them be a reproach among the nations. Father, more and more, seek out your sheep and deliver them from the peoples and countries where they were scattered and bring them to their own land. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for the peace of all of Israel in the name of Jesus. May they prosper that love you. And Lord, cause their enemies to cease from the land. Make them and the places all around Jerusalem a blessing and cause showers of blessings to come down in their season. Let your people dwell safely in their land, delivered from trouble from all the kingdoms of the earth. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Isaac, would you say a word of prayer for Israel as well?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for how much of a history you have with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and so many of the Old Testament stories, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for loving that people so well and giving us the message of salvation through them. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would bring more peace to Jerusalem. And Heavenly Father, I pray that we would align with your will in walking in peace and loving each other as you have loved us. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for how much you have shown us love and peace through Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for how much you have shown love and peace through Moses, through the Exodus of the Israelites, and how you've given them land and how much you gave them the law so that they could better follow you. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the grace and mercy that we now have to follow you more now. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you would bring to hearts to see that everybody has been made in your image and that we are all human, that you have loved us all, and that we should all love each other as you have loved us. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. Father, thank you for the opportunity to pray for not only Israel, but thank you for the opportunity to pray for all the nations of the Middle East with all that has and continues to go on there. Thank you for each nation in the Middle East. Father, send forth many more laborers into every nation in the Middle East in the name of Jesus. And more cause your church to rise up and grow boldly and mercifully to be the church you'd have them to be the ambassadors for you, even in a hostile community. Help the church to be the bright, shining witness and witnesses you've called us to be. And Lord, help us who are in places maybe that aren't experiencing the kind of persecution other nations might be experiencing. Help us to remember to pray much for your church in all these other lands, that in every nation, especially for those who are going through persecution as well. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Music of Nicole C. Mullen with On My Knees. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We invite you to look with us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 1. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her, that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord? Or as his counselor has taught him, with whom did he take counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket, and are counted as the small dust on the scales. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor its boasts, nor its beasts sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless. To whom, then, will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare to him? The workman molds an image. The goldsmith overspreads it with gold. And the silversmith casts silver chains. Whoever is too impoverished for such a contribution chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeks for himself a skillful workman to prepare a carved image that will not totter. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretched out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless. Scarcely shall they be planted. Scarcely shall they be sown. Scarcely shall their stock take root in the earth. When he will also blow on them, and they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away like stubble. Verses 1 through 24, Isaiah chapter 40. Father, once again, thank you for the nations of the world. Thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Thank you for your mercy at work in them. Father. Father, more and more, raise up your church in all the nations of the world. And Father, use individuals, use instruments and tools to help us to spread the gospel all over the world. Father, in much greater measure, send forth many more laborers into every nation in the world, people who will faithfully carry the gospel to these places in the name of Jesus, and more raise up the church to do the work of discipleship in all these nations as well. Bless them mightily. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We invite you to look now in the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Now, before we read Colossians 3, we're going to take time specifically to pray for the nation of Iran. Father, thank you for Iran. Thank you for your sovereignty over it. Thank you for how that your church is growing by leaps and bounds in the nation of Iran. Father, more and more, send forth laborers into Iran in the name of Jesus. And more, raise up your church to be the church you'd have it to be. Father, more and more, let your will prevail in the midst of the lives of individuals, families, and communities, the whole nation. Father, more and more, empower the church to be the church you would have it to be in that nation. And let your spirit, mercy, and grace direct the destiny of that nation in line with your perfect will. Father, bless the nation, and more, breathe your breath of life upon the nation of Iran in the name of Jesus. Lift up the light of your countenance upon Iran. Give them your peace more and more according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen. Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Verses 1 through 17, Colossians chapter 3. Thank you again, Father, for the opportunity for the church to be involved in the work of carrying the gospel to the world. Stir us more and more to be a church that's doing just that. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart, today is a good day. Today is a great day to make that step. If you'd like to make the step of giving your life to Christ, would you, from your heart, simply pray this prayer along with us even now. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things that I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess. Lord, I've sinned. I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've ever done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Lord, you told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you faithfully. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. And help me to live a life in obedience fully to your word every single day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting to be in touch with you. We'd like to be in touch and be in communication with you. Please email us. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us, and we'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please email us at that email again, joseph@afr.net. We definitely hope to hear from you. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercessions. Intercession, as always, we appreciate you listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.